Hey, are you ready?
Take your time, lace your shoes,
let's go! I'm Anna Maria. Welcome to Step by Step in Action. If you enjoy working with me for a while, please leave a 5-star rating here to let other friends, new friends, join us. And follow me wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, including Spotify.
Really hot today. 30 degrees here in Grottammare, in Italy. But tomorrow it's raining again. Na, 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 na. Usually, June is a month of good weather in Italy, in particular here in the center of Italy, where I live. But this year, June has started in a totally crazy way. Almost every day, until a few days ago, heavy rain alternating with sun, grey clouds, strong wind, and sudden changes in temperatures. This is the ideal moment for a beach holiday, because it's not too hot and you can plan amazing trips in the hinterland as well. Grottammare, the city where I live, is along the Italian coast of the Adriatic Sea. You can take long walks along the shore. The sand is soft and white. But not too far from here, uphill, there are also many walking roads around beautiful small villages full of history. In July and August, temperatures and prices rise in a significant way. You can find both Italian and European tourists everywhere, one on top of the other, sometimes. So, booking your vacation in advance is essential in this case. If you are traveling to Italy in June, the average temperature is from 16 to 27 degrees Celsius, but sudden heat waves are possible also during this month of the year. In my opinion, the best time to visit Italy is during spring and fall, when temperatures are pleasant and there are fewer crowds. The prices are lower and the weather is usually fine. Ready to take off your shoes and walk in barefoot on the sand? I'm waiting for you. Every moment can be the right one to a walk with or without shoes for me. I find it very comforting that one of the first few things that we learn as a baby can truly transform one's life, even when you are all grown up. Getting in the steps cannot only make you feel stronger and fitter, but you feel fine under your skin. You feel good about yourself. That's my feeling after a walk, but I think it's true.
Exercise in the form of going on short or long walks every day is by far the easiest and most convenient way to fight a sedentary lifestyle and all the dangers connected with it. Yesterday, while walking, I was thinking, what about a walking vacation this year? Meaning a vacation where walking is the trip. Where every day you can explore different mountain landscapes or cities rich of history and culture, or wide beaches along the coast, just walking across the country you're visiting. Well, I love so much this idea to combine my passion for walking and my holidays all together. Exploring on foot allows you to focus on little details that you wouldn't notice if you were on a bike or in a car. A smart way to travel walking is using a luggage transfer service to take care of your heavy bags. So all you need is a backpack with the essentials for your walk, and you don't have to think about where to sleep and take a rest. An example of a holiday like that can be the Camino de Santiago, a very popular route in Spain where you can meet others who are following the same path and let this great experience, I really would like to do that one day, become at the same time an opportunity to make new friends from all over the world. In case of a walking holiday, remember to train yourself for the distances you think to cover and opt for the stairs. The stairs instead of the lift before your vacation. Thanks for listening to me. Enjoy your summer vacations, your free time. Keep moving forward, keep being active, but also rest and chill out. Have a nice day. See you. Bye.